Karen Webster for payments.com, and I'm here today with Sarah Quinlan, Senior Vice President for Market Insights for MasterCard. Sarah, thanks for joining me today.
Thank you very much.
It's always a pleasure to speak with you. You have such insight and knowledge about what consumers are doing and how they're spending their money. And of course, no bigger day do we talk about consumers spending their money than Black Friday, which is today. So my question, Sarah, though, how important is Black Friday to retailers today? And my question is really rooted in a variety of news reports that suggest those retailers that were once open on Thanksgiving aren't, even a few retailers have said, we're closing on Black Friday. We'd rather have our customers spend time with their family doing things that they want to do with their family. So it kind of begs the question, what's your perspective?
Well, actually, Black Friday is very important. And in fact, it will be bigger than last year. The difference is what won't be as big as last year will be Thanksgiving Day itself. So I think that there's been enough of a, you know, for lack of a better word, a backlash against early opening on Thanksgiving, although a few retailers still will be doing that, so that you even see that some major retailers are opening, but they're opening in the evening of Thanksgiving. So they're respecting that this is really a time for a family to be thankful and to be together and, of course, watch football and eat turkey. But they are actually moving it to really accommodate that celebration. However, Black Friday will be bigger this year because what retailers have learned is let's focus the offer that the consumer really wants on that day. As you know, we did some research that showed that the first two places that someone shops on Black Friday, they spend 75% of the money they're going to spend. So therefore, everybody's working to have that perfect offer on the day that will really get people in the stores consuming, and there you go.
So how has online changed Black Friday? And I say that because I'm now seeing so many offers that are Black Friday sales, like, you know, weeks before Black Friday. It seems like Black Friday has morphed into becoming something more than just an event in a store on a particular day that happens to be the day after Thanksgiving.
I would agree with that. I think what it is Black Friday has now become synonymous with it's the holiday season. I think that's the better way to think about it. So we look at holiday as the 2 months of November and December together, and over that entire period really measure that consumption and increase in retail sales. And I think that's the way that the merchants are looking at it as well, and understanding that, look, we're just trying to raise and get that loyalty of that consumer to come shop with us versus somebody else. So they're each trying to use, especially online, to curate what that offer will be to drive, whether it's in-store or online, sales. However, again, it's really just, I think, as I say, a code word for it's the holiday season, start thinking about it, let's go shopping and come with me.
Yep. So I want to talk a little bit about discounts and promotional strategies. So I read something that said the CMOs of many retailers are dialing back on the big discounts. Even Walmart has come out and said, you know, doorbusters are not necessarily going to be as big a part of our strategy, and they invented the idea of doorbusters. And it seems to me that this is all rooted in this notion that maybe it's bad for my brand to be discounting things so heavily. But then the consumer expects a deal. So what is your thought with respect to how to reconcile CMOs and brand concerns versus consumers and discount expectations?
Well, I think that clearly the data has shown that discounting does not actually drive sales. And in fact, we've seen some of the deepest discounting in apparel in the last 2 months, and yet not really seen a meaningful lift in apparel sales. They were up, you know, basically flat in September and up 1.6% in October. And yet the discounting was deeper in both of those months. So I think merchants have realized that margins are very critical, obviously. So they're really trying to not use the discount to necessarily lure. It really is they're trying to have the product of the season. And I think they're correct, absolutely, from a strategy perspective. It's difficult to achieve, especially if you're selling something that's more commodity, such as electronics. where there's not a lot of uniqueness to the product. You know, where you get a TV, it's just really, can you get the delivery you want and the few features that you want, for example. So I think that the key thing is that the deep at this hour, you know, the first 100 TVs are, you know, this much discounted, is not the case of what we will see this coming Black Friday. So they're really trying to hold back on that. But there's no doubt that what they're trying to do is find the hook, though, to bring someone in. And I think that is the critical thing, because we know that consumers post-recession are significantly more loyal. So they've got to have that consumer choose them. And that is really the biggest thing that they're trying to do with their offers.
So, Sarah, what are some of the hooks that you expect retailers to use this season to get consumers into the store?
Well, I think if they've been listening to us, we've been talking about the experiential spender and how this is really where the consumer has over-indexed. So it's been on restaurants, on travel, on lodging, airlines, et cetera. And so the key is how can they tie in an experience with what they're selling? And so how do you make your clothes, you know, if people like outdoors, feel outdoorsy? And so that experience, so yes, you're buying a sweater, but it's really the experience of, you know, I'm going to be going through the snow with a sweater on type of thing. And that's really where they're going to be focusing, is tying in the experience of the different goods that they've got. And I think that will be the most important thing that they will be doing here. And look, it's not easy, all right, because we fully expect certain sectors will not have a great Christmas season, such as electronics. We're only expecting a 0.4% lift. So it is going to be hard for people in that field to differentiate themselves. So they've got to insert themselves into the consumer's life to actually have the consumer select them. And that will be it. So key is, how do I fit into a consumer's lifestyle, and then people will be purchasing you first.
So final question. You seem to really be very bullish on Black Friday sales. How much better will it be this year than last?
Well, we're catching the overall holiday season. And in fact, we just took up our forecast last week. We'll be up 4.0% versus last year. I fully expect Black Friday will have, over last year's sale, at least a 2% increase over last year's sale. But as, again, we really think and we look at how the consumer has become a bit more measured in terms of overall spending, in terms of the whole season. And for example, we see the week after Christmas have huge lift in terms of the retailer's total, you know, returns for the season in terms of profit returns. So the key thing will be interesting, but we're expecting about a 2% lift.
Well, I hope I see you at the mall. I will be out in force supporting my local retailer, as well as the small businesses in my community, which you and I have talked about a lot as well, being a really important part of the shopping experience for the consumer this year.
I will be there as well.
Thanks, Sarah. Have a very nice holiday.
Happy Thanksgiving to you as well.